Hello.
Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Hi, this is me, Virtus Alexander.
All right. I just need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
How you doing? I was trying to file for unemployment.
All right. Go ahead with your social.
340-88-4226.
That's 340-88-4226.
Yes, ma'am.
And could you verify your name?
Your Virtus Alexander.
Your mother's maiden name, please.
Janet Sellers.
And your driver's license number.
Let me get my wallet. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
It is 100-40-365.
Thank you, Mr. Alexander. Could you verify your date of birth, please?
February 24th, 1993.
All right. Okay, I'm going to ask a few questions, and we'll go ahead and get the claim reopened or get the claim open here. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my high school diploma.
Okay. And Mr. Alexander, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
I would do direct deposit.
All right. Will it be a checking or savings?
It will be checking.
All right. Go ahead with the routing number and account number.
Okay. Hold on a second. I had all this stuff sitting next to me. I'm sorry. Let me see. I might have to come back and do the banking. I have my account number, but I don't have my routing number.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I had got a new bank, and I can't remember it by heart.
Okay, can you go online? Oh, you just want the benefits card? Have you ever had the card before?
It's been a while. I haven't been on unemployment. It's been a little minute, about a couple of years.
Okay, I'm only asking because there is a disclosure we have to read if you need me to read it on the card if you never had one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember, so yeah, you can do that.
So you want me to read the disclosure on the card?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. And payments will be made to your Alabama existing prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Core America Bank. Core America charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Core America Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There's no overdraft fee or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Go ahead and verify your mailing address, please.
2027 Captain Street, Jackson, Alabama.
All right. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. We have the phone number 251-744-2659.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to ask a few questions here. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And Mr. Alexander, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
It was last Thursday. Last week Thursday. I think that was the 8th.
All right, a few more questions here. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Say it again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, neither.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Thirty plus miles.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Alexander, what's your job title?
I was labor worker.
Okay. Laborer. All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what occupation are you trying to gain employment in?
Could you explain? I don't know what you mean by
okay,
that.
Okay, the first question was, you said you do laborer work, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I asked, are you seeking work in your current occupation as a laborer? You said no. So if you say no, then my next question, it prompts to ask, what occupation are you trying to gain employment in if you no longer want to be a laborer?
Equipment. I'm trying to run equipment now.
Okay, and what type of equipment, when you say equipment, what's the description of the work that you're trying to do with the equipment?
Anything like forklift or anything like that.
So a forklift driver?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have any experience in the type of work you're seeking?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't have experience in driving a forklift?
No, ma'am.
But you're seeking work as a forklift driver?
Yeah, I want to learn. That's where the money is.
All right. And Mr. Alexander, who was your last employer?
Amos and Blackman. It's a company inside of AMS down in Calvert.
All right. And may I have their phone number, please?
I can give you this number. I have my boss's number. It's 1251. 367-5521.
All right, that's 251-367-5521.
Yes, I have another number. I want that one too.
Just one number is fine. What was your employment start date?
Employment start date. I've been working a year and a couple months. I started in July of last year.
And when was the last day you worked again?
Thursday, the 8th, last week.
All right. And what city and state was the work performed in?
It was in... I'm all right now. It was in Calvert, Alabama.
All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am. All
right. And Mr. Alexander, why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
They fired me.
And the reason for your discharge?
I think it was lack of work.
So they fired you for lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I have your 4-digit temporary PIN number. It is 2693.
2693. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go over the closing statements and we're going to be done.
Okay.
All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Also, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Mr. Alexander, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Bye.